The Science Center auditorium at the Green Bank Observatory was packed with people from across Pocahontas County and beyond to make comments on a National Science Foundation draft environmental impact statement regarding continuing funding from the NSF for the Pocahontas County Radio Astronomy Facility. The public meeting is the latest step in a long process that began in 2012 when a scientific review committee recommended that the NSF divest their portfolio of the 50-year-old facility in order to move funding to other projects. The DEIS proposed five alternatives ranging from continuing full NSF funding of the site to demolition and site restoration. Edward Ajar, the NSF Officer of Programming for the GBO, explains which alternative the National Science Foundation would prefer.
Action Alternative A is our agency, the NSF's preferred alternative. So this is the one we are identifying as our preferred alternative. And it is described as collaboration with interested parties for continued science and education-focused operations with reduced NSF funding.
42 people all spoke in favor of the continued financial support for the GBO. Of that number, approximately 28 were directly involved with the GBO, either as employees at the site or as students and professors whose research is or has been made possible by the GBO's radio telescopes. Mickey Holcomb is a materials physicist professor at WVU. And while she's not an astronomer, she has witnessed the impact that the GBO has had on the astronomy and physics department at the university.
Most physicists, and maybe even most scientists, aren't the best at communicating the importance of their work to young generations. However, this program has been really important, almost like a gateway drug, for bringing awareness to STEM fields in the state and beyond. And in particular, it's been critical for increasing the number of West Virginia girls going into these fields.
One of those girls is Olivia Young, a sophomore in the astronomy department at WVU. The seeds of her interest in an astrophysics career were born during her sophomore year in high school when she attended the annual math and science camp at the GBO.
The impact of the Green Bank Telescope is far-reaching and vitally important to not only the progression of scientific research, but also to the development of the youth of our state. I can say with absolute confidence that because I'm a West Virginian, I'm a scientist. And I'm a scientist because of the GBT.
Mike Holstein, business manager for the GBO, praised the NSF for an exhaustive report, but also raised some concerns about some of the statistics cited in the DEIS, particularly as it relates to employee housing.
If you go through the socioeconomic part of this, it mentions that there is a 50% vacancy rate in the housing in Pocahontas County, and therefore housing is freely available off-site, and therefore housing is not necessary on-site. And I kept thinking, there is nowhere in this county that I can think of that has a 50% housing vacancy. And then it occurred to me as I read through, I think, part of the appendices as to where those numbers came from, is that they're talking about hunting camps. And there are structures, there are tons of hunting camps, but those are not houses.
The comment period for the draft environmental impact statement ends on January 8, 2018. Please see this story at our website for more information on how to submit your comments. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.